Good morning, everyone. This is Linda J. Wolf. How is your Friday going? Mine is absolutely wonderful. In the last episode, I spoke of how I have moved into a new chapter of my life. And before I go any further, I want to read to you a couple little pieces of micro-poetry that refer to what I'm going to talk about. A few days ago, I wrote a little micro-poem, and you all know that the Sense of Self podcast is from a perspective of a personal coach. I'm a personal life coach. I can teach about the inner workings of your inner child, or I can speak about the outcome of your choices and how you live, what you eat. I speak about dating tips. I have shared all of my relationships with you, my learning experiences, and my practices I take and use on a daily basis. And so I want to share this with you. Pain has depth and can only be felt by the one holding it. Practice in sowing seeds of understanding, trust, and love within yourself. The truest lover to love you is your own genuineness, your own self-love. A lot of people, I hear a lot of comments that people say, oh, self-love is selfish. Is it? I don't believe it is. Self-love is you taking the time to mind your awareness, your genuineness, to be open, raw, and real with your emotions, your feelings, your feeling in that moment. I've come to learn those things. It's what brings me back. See, the one thing that I have learned is you deserve peace, a peace that binds you with healing you've watered with patience and trust. In how we can bind our souls in gentleness, understanding, and no drama, it's kind of like how the sea rushes to the shoreline consistently and patiently. I wrote this morning. You can find me on Instagram under Linda J. Wolf, and I leave nice little reels with some micro poetry. Each day that passes, I remind myself that I am no longer the broken pieces of my past. In each moment of practice, each painful memory becomes less, and love becomes more powerful. See, when we can practice in loving ourselves, and I don't mean just loving ourselves within the mind. I mean loving ourselves and taking care of ourselves, mind, body, and soul. It's hard to find yourself happy all the time when you aren't practicing in observing what you take in. And I don't mean just what you take in to fill the body with food or liquids. I mean what you take in mentally. What you take in can be as toxic as a habitual drinker. What you take in could be as much as sitting and watching the evening news. Now, recently, within the last 5 weeks, my boyfriend and I moved into our new home. Now, granted, we've only known each other 6 months now, including these last 5 weeks. And a lot of people ask, how is that possible? You guys, and you know what I hear in their voices? I hear the toxicness of doubt, because everyone thinks that it's impossible to meet someone new, only know them for 5 months, then you're buying a house together. I can't even count on my fingers how many times I've heard the doom and gloom comments. But you know, 5 weeks, so that amounts to over a month. And in every day of this month, there's something that both Philip and I bring into each day, and it's maturity, it's communication, it's loving that inner self, and then loving ourselves together. I have to pinch myself, because you know, I don't doubt what we have. I in every day that passes in our relationship, I see an invisible binding material that is growing in us. There's this stability and this strength. We can also build that in our bodies as well. I just started an Instagram page called Living the Healthy Clean Life. And in it, I'm going to bring healthy tips for keeping the body healthy through exercise, through drinking purified water, products I don't use, products I do use. And I did a little picture of 4 or 5 different pictures of what I take to grow healthy long nails. You know, we are a byproduct of everything we choose to do in life. If we choose to go out and drink every night, we're a byproduct of that drinking. If we choose to smoke every day, we are a byproduct of our habits. Now, from time to time, I suffer from asthma, and for me, it's the elements. If I go out for the day and I'm on the freeway and I'm breathing the exhaust, it can cause asthmatic conditions for me. So I have to limit myself. Did you hear the word limit? In moderation. I try to do things that tries to keep my body healthy, just like I was speaking about nails. Now, if I was not eating healthy, I wasn't drinking enough water, not eating the kind of foods and vitamins and supplements that grow healthy hair, grows a healthy body, nice, healthy, soft skin, long, strong nails. See, I am a byproduct. But for a couple years now, I've used a product, Nature's Bounty Hair, Skin, and Nail Supplement. And I live by that stuff. I moved in to this house on July 27th, and my nails, I had kept them very short. And I decided, you know what? I'm gonna, now that things are settled and I have a peaceful home life here with Philip and with my daughter Bianca, I'm gonna try to grow my nails again. And I thought, you know, let's just, I want to prove this product worthy, 100% worthy. So I started taking Nature's Bounty hair, skin, and nail product. And on my Instagram page, Living a Healthy, Clean Life, I showed pictures of how long my nails are. I had kept them very short, and now they are nice and long. They're strong. In 2.5 weeks, they are really strong. And it's like, even though you love long nails and you like to use fingernail polish and keep them, they are a lot of work. Using this product, it is a practice in filing them every day. They grow so fast. My hair grows so fast. I have to cut my hair every 4 weeks because they say scientifically that your hair is only supposed to grow 1/2 inch in a month's time. Mine grows 1 inch in a month's time from taking this vitamin supplement for hair, skin, and nails. And I have so many people who will come up and they will touch me and want to talk to me, and they go, "Oh, your skin is so soft. What do you do? You look so youthful. What do you do?" And I just tell them, it's what I eat, you know? There we go, back to you are what you eat. You know, you're a byproduct of what you eat. But also, you're a byproduct of what you see through your eyes, what you hear through your ears. You're also a byproduct of that. That's why I wanted to write these little micro poems, because I have worked on myself and I have worked hard, practiced hard every day. And it's, you know, there's going to be chaos in the world. We can't control it. It can't always be a happy place. But how much of it do you want to absorb through your eyes, through your ears? You know, every morning I do my podcast just like I am this morning. Not every morning, but once a week at least. And my Philip, he likes to sit and watch the news. And he's very tactile and close. And I like to sit on the couch with him, and we have a cup of coffee together, and that's where I do my writing. And one morning, it was like through 3 different news programs that we watched, I sat there and I started feeling this tenseness and this anxiety coming over my body, coming over my mind. I can feel my muscles being tense. I can feel myself feeling a tad bit agitated. And I recognized that. I recognized it because what I was listening to on the TV was all the violence that was going on around me in the world, around me, even in my own state. And it saddened me and it frustrated me. And I thought, why can't we all be more peaceful and calm? Why do we gotta go out and hurt other people? The heat agitates people, but see, this is where this level of awareness has to come in. We would be a more peaceful humanity if we just had that level of awareness and recognize, oh, I'm feeling agitated because the heat is really, it's really hot today, and we need to practice in self-care. We need to make sure we drink extra water, maybe take in some electrolytes, because one thing the heat does is it causes us to sweat, and when we sweat out the electrolytes that our muscles need. It causes our muscles to be fatigued. It causes our mind to become fractured, you know. And so when I was sitting there watching all those 3 news programs, I just all of a sudden that practice kicked in and I got up and I excused myself. And Philip says, are you okay? I said, no, I'm not okay. And see, and it's something I've learned about myself is to be honest with him and people around me, my loved ones, to be honest in how I feel. Don't dismiss it. Don't erase it. It is important, see? And by me calling it out there and throwing it out there, it might make or help him become more aware of what he is feeding his eyes, what he's feeding his ears. So very politely, I got up and I said, I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm going to go into my office and going to do some work. He goes, are you okay? And I said, no, I'm not okay. He goes, are you mad at me? And I said, and what reason would I be to be mad at you? And here comes the honesty. See, I try to be as honest as I can with my feelings when it comes to the people I love. I said, sweetheart, I've watched an hour and a half of news with you. And I said, all this violence and everything on here is creating me to feel agitated, to feel anxiety and frustrated. It's toxic to me. See, I did not nag at him. Why do you watch so much of this? I made it about me. I made it about being honest with my feelings. And I excused myself. Not one moment did I blame him because of his choices in what he wants to watch. And the amazing thing was the reaction from him. See, when I can always come through my words with love and protecting my being, my practice in being happy in my mind, in being positive in my mind, and coming out with honest, loving words, he does not feel attacked. And his reaction was, I'm sorry, baby. You know what? You're right. You are so right. It isn't healthy to listen to this all day. Or for hour and a half. He goes, I'm sorry. He goes, I'm gonna change the channel. I said, no, you watch. See, here I am again. You watch what you want to watch, okay? I just don't choose to be a part of it, okay? I don't want you to feel bad. I don't blame you for anything. This is not your fault. This is just who I am. I can only take in small doses of listening to the news. So I went over to him and I said, I love you. Enjoy your TV, but I'm going to go in my office and finish up here. And you know, through speaking from yourself, from your inner child, from your authenticity, from your honesty, you help others become aware of what is good for them and what is not. You help them make healthy choices too. You don't force it on them. You can't force anybody to do anything. You know, I have family who are very religious. I'm a religious person too. But I have family that wants to force feed you how to believe and who to believe in. I do not believe in that. I believe that there's a higher power. I believe in God. He has shown me proof so many times over and over. I should have died many years ago giving birth to my daughter. But he came to me I gave birth to my daughter and I was going through a surgery. And I went into aphylactic shock. And he came to me and whispered in my ear and said, hey, Linda, you need to go back. I have things for you to do. Now, a lot of people don't believe that, and that's your choice. But I went through this experience, and he showed his face to me, showed his voice to me. My life in that minute when I thought I was dying, my life was like this reel that we see on Facebook, the reels we see on Instagram. My life went from where I was laying on the operating table and it spun in reverse back to when I was a baby and I took my first breath, and it reeled me back to the present moment. And I saw everything that I had gone through. It was an experience. It was what told me, gave me a message that I needed to change things I was doing. I needed to live differently. I needed to bring a message. I know the world is hard out there right now. I have experienced every type of hardship there is. I have lost homes. I've had my home burned down. I have been homeless. I have lived on a basement floor homeless, and I had to live on a basement floor with my babies. I've experienced every type of hardship and challenge that there could be out there. I sat on death's door. But there's one thing that I learned. I'm not gonna quit. I'm not gonna give up. There's a fighting spirit in me that fights so hard. And it comes here through my writing. It comes here through my micro poems. It comes through everyday living. It comes through just meeting new people, doing podcasts, doing live streams. I have people come through live streams and they just, oh, you're an ugly old woman. And I said, you know, I respect your opinion, but it's your opinion, and I don't share the same value or lack of value in it. You have every right to feel what you feel, and I have every right to feel what I feel. See, I don't believe in attacking a person when someone attacks us. What I believe in is bringing your high quality of standard and sharing a part of yourself with someone else. Because the minute I said that to that person, he kept attacking me and I kept loving him more. And every word, honest word that came out, I just said, you know, I'm so sorry that you're so angry. He says, I'm not angry. I said, then why are you attacking me with those words? What prompts you to say words like that to a perfect stranger? I said, can you help me with an answer? I said, in my heart, I said, I have this sadness that comes over me when I'm talking to you. I feel like someone has attacked you and hurt you so badly that you have to reach out and attack back, even to a perfect stranger. And the more I kept talking like that, the more he started softening up. I said, I am sorry that someone has hurt you so bad, that they have left so much pain in your heart that you have no other way but to reach out in anger. I am so sorry for that. I wish you the best, and I hope and pray that someday you may find peace with all of that. And all of a sudden it just went quiet, and I said, are you still there? They said, yes. And then he said beautiful words. He goes, I apologize for how I talked to you, but you are so right. He goes, how did you know that? I said, because I used to wear those same pair of shoes you're wearing right now. I used to be so angry at the world for how life treated me. But you know what? When I look back, it wasn't any of their fault. It was my, I'm to blame. I'm to blame for putting myself in those places, making those choices. I'm to blame. And I said, I just pray that you find peace. I really do. And I accept your apology. And he said, you know what? He goes, I have never had anybody speak to me like that, the way that you are speaking to me right now. I said, well, I'm here. I'm here on my live stream. I said, I'm here on a podcast, and I will try to give as much helpful, promising hope. That's all I can give. I can just share my experiences and my hardships, and I totally empathize where you're at. Because I know hardship, I know death, I know loss, I know heartbreaks. We've all experienced them in some way. But if we can learn not to really let it go, but to become at peace with it, to acknowledge that we played a huge part in the choices, in the challenges. Some things are not your fault, but how you reason with it and how you deal with it mentally can change the next moment, can change the next day. I can give you an example. Through this move, my daughter Bianca, she was angry at me for this move and the choices that I had made with us moving in and buying a home with Philip. And I felt this anger. You know, anger is something, sometimes words don't even have to be spoken. You can feel it. You can feel it like a hot flame. It's kind of like a burner after you get done cooking and you've turned the burner off. There is nothing on, but that flame, that heat from that burner is still there. I can feel these vibes from my daughter when she's unhappy about something. So Philip went out to go run some errands. And I said, Bianca, let's sit down and have a talk, okay? I said, I sense that something is bothering you and that you have something to say. And she goes, I am unhappy, Mom. I don't think I'm ever going to be happy again. See, there's something that I've come to understand with teenagers is that they live in the moment and they are trying to understand and get some type of vibe off of their emotions. Sometimes they want you to react. Sometimes they like to attack you and they want you to attack them back because it's a pain that they know. But I won't do that with her. I said, so do you want to share with me what's going on and how you're feeling? She goes, Mom, I didn't want to move. I didn't want to move from where we were living. She goes, and I'm angry that we moved and that I have to go to a brand new high school and make new friends. And she goes, I don't like it, and I'll never be happy. Now, I knew that wasn't true. See, I know through experience in the last 8 years of her and I's life, we have moved 7 times. And I knew that when there's change, there's adapting to the new changes of life. I said, Bianca, I said, I understand where you're at, and you have every right to feel what you're feeling. Because I said, our life has been upside down for the past 8 years. We've moved so many times. We've had so many people die in our lives. And it's a lot to take on mentally. And I said, so I understand where you're at right now. See, if we can understand people where they're at, instead of blaming them and trying to pick them apart, just understanding them and listening to them is more healing than it is picking them apart or trying to give them advice how they should feel. Don't take away what they're feeling. Don't tell them they don't have the right to feel what they're feeling, because they do. So I listened to her and I let her cry. And I said, Bianca, I said, I want to share something with you, okay? I said, you know all those friends you made? She goes, yeah. I said, you're still going to get to see them. I said, you have a smartphone now. You're still going to be able to do video calls with them, be able to text them, be on Discord, share beautiful memories, laugh together, exchange funny images, funny memes. Nothing's changed. We just got a new location. I said, and something about that apartment, that was temporary. We've known this all along. I said, what have I been saying that I want to buy a home? I want to live in a house again. That has been my goal all along. I said, is this true or have I made this up? She goes, no, Mom, you're right. You have been saying that you want to buy me a house that has a backyard, that has some space for me to grow. She goes, you're not lying. You've been telling me the truth all along. I said, I understand this is a huge change. And I said, it is a huge change for myself. It's a huge change for Philip as well. And I understand the heartbreak that comes with it, the pain that comes with this change. There's going to be some adjusting that we're going to do. It's not going to be easy to adapting to each other's lifestyles. We are all unique, beautiful human beings, and we can't take one thing from one person or the other. All we can do is try to understand where they're coming from. I'm trying to understand where you are coming from right now. And I understand your pain. I have the same pain. We've made friends where we used to live. But those friends aren't going away because they're genuine friends. They're authentic. They've been in our lives for the past 4 years. Do you think that they want us out of their lives now? Nothing's changed how they feel about you or me. And you know, the more we kept talking, and this was like an hour, but you know, one thing that I have learned is I have got to give her time. I don't want to brush off her feelings. I don't want to brush away her pain that she's feeling. I want her to acknowledge it. I need to acknowledge how she's feeling as a parent. But you know, it's a beautiful thing. After we got done talking, she came over to me and she goes, Mom, can I have a hug? And I said, you can have as many hugs as you like. And I stood up and I embraced her and held her. And she goes, I love you and thank you for being so patient with me, Mom. I said, I will always be patient with you and I will always love you till I draw my last breath. But here's the beautiful thing. If you address an issue, if it's possible at the time, you can resolve so much doubt, so much resentment. Yesterday, she started the 9th grade in a brand new school. We live only 2 minutes away from the school. We found a beautiful home in a nice neighborhood. It took a while. I was determined. I wasn't just going to settle anywhere. So we took our time looking for this home, looking for a good school system. We drove her to school and dropped her off in front of her school. And then at 2:30, I went back to pick her up. And I saw something in her. Her body language was free and flowing. I saw a twinkle in her eyes. I saw happiness come from her face, a smile. And she got in the car and I said, how was your day? She goes, Mom. She goes, it was amazing. She goes, and I made 2 friends. She goes, Mom, you were so right. Because what I told her, I said, you are a beautiful spirit. I said, and you're going to go find those people that are needing something. Because you and I, we have empathy. Because we have these last 8 years of our lives. And for me, all of my life, one thing we've learned is to have empathy, is to have compassion towards each person out there. I said, you are like a magnet, my beautiful girl, and I have no doubt that you will make friends quickly. And you know what? She did. She got up early this morning. She was got her breakfast ready to go. And she goes, Mom, I'm ready to go to school. So I was ready for her. And I dropped her off at school this morning. Things can go smoothly if we take the time to be aware and pay attention to our child's needs. Do not pass no judgment. Do not pass no blame. Do not attack, but speak from a loving place. Speak from peace and calm. And have faith that everything will work out. If you practice in being peaceful, you practice throughout your day. Anything that arises, you handle it peacefully. It doesn't matter if you're out on the road and driving and there's an accident. Patience. And all I can ask of each of you, and one thing I want to say is I want to thank everyone that comes through and listens to my podcast. I don't get paid to do these podcasts. I give my time freely because I am only in hopes that somehow these will touch you and maybe give you a peace of mind or just maybe a healthy tip, a mindful tip, a self-love tip to love yourself wholeheartedly. And this is about sharing and it is caring. I have to sign out now, because I have other places to be and other things to do. But I wish you a beautiful Labor Day weekend and have a beautiful Friday today. I know this Labor Day weekend I am taking Bianca and my boyfriend, and I'm meeting up with my older daughter and my grandsons, and we're going to share a day at the fair, creating beautiful memories. God bless all of you. Take care. This is Linda signing out. Bye.